Hi, I'm Pastor Joel of Heart City Church. My pastor friend David Murray writes, "The Psalms treat depression more realistically than many of today's popular books on Christianity and psychology. David and other psalmists often found themselves deeply depressed for various reasons. They did not, however, apologize for what they were feeling, nor did they confess it as sin. It was a legitimate part of their relationship with God. They interacted with Him through the context of their depression." I find Murray's comments to be a helpful correction to much of what was taught to me growing up. Many Christians were taught that if you're depressed, it's due to a lack of faith or due to guilt from your sin. And there is a good depression that hopefully comes when we choose to do wrong. Those pangs in our heart that reveal we have not loved God and others like we should. That sort of depression, which is good, can lead us to repent, to turn and to seek forgiveness, to find healing. But there's a bad depression that does not come from a lack of faith or our bad choices. Bad depression can come because we're broken people living in a broken world, and God has placed eternity in our hearts. Listen to Psalm 43. "Vindicate me, my God, and plead my cause against an unfaithful nation. Rescue me from those who are deceitful and wicked. You are God, my stronghold. Why have you rejected me? Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy? Send me your light and your faithful care. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy mountain, to the place where you dwell. Then I will go to the altar of God, to God, my joy and my delight. I will praise you with the lyre, O God, my God. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God." In that last verse, we hear a repeat of what we heard in Psalm 42. The psalmist is feeling depressed. In response, he starts preaching to himself. He says, "Soul, why are you downcast? Soul, put your hope in God. We will again praise him." Friends, one of the best things that the Psalms teach us is that when we're depressed, when we're feeling discouraged, we need to stop listening to ourselves and start talking to ourselves, preaching to ourselves the gospel of who God is for us now and who he will be for us in the future. And Psalm 43 teaches us something else. Notice the psalmist is doubly frustrated. It's not only the antagonism of the ungodly, but it's the abandonment of God, who he needs to rescue him. And he's left with a choice, as are you and I. In those times of depression, will we run to the darkness, or will we continue to ask God to send us his light? Verse 3. Will we run to false refuges, or will we continue to trust God's faithful care? Will we allow this world's promises to direct our path to fleeting joys and pacifications? Or will we allow God's truth to lead us to his dwelling and into his eternal place, his presence, where we'll find true joy? Friends, it is so easy to descend into cynicism, to become cold, to cast aside our commitment to Christ. Perhaps we've been wounded by a friend or betrayed by someone we loved who is close. We can become disillusioned by our world and the evil that just seems to gain momentum. Maybe our career or the plans for the future, they disintegrate. Maybe a doctor's visit reveals something you didn't want to hear. Now, the world will hold forth quick fixes. Let's be honest. We prefer quick fixes, don't we? But God holds forth habits, joining with the faithful in the place where God speaks week after week, partaking of the pilgrim food and the prayers. God wants us to discover not the quick fix. He wants us to discover over the course of our lives, however long they might be, the depth of his love and grace, which we can only begin to grasp as we embrace the liturgy of life, the habits of the holy, the steps of the saints. Friends, this is the remedy for the malady depression. There are winter seasons where we are cold. Everything seems dead, but God's graces grow best in the winter. We return again and again, even as God's goodness seems to be a faint memory. And it's only as we endure the trials that we then discover that He has been an ever-present rock, that rock who gives life-giving refreshment in the desert of this world. In times of weakness, know that God will not abandon us forever. Keep returning to the means of grace He prescribes for those willing to come to the end of themselves. And God will either lighten the burden you carry, or He will build your faith. In either case, you'll see you are never alone. My friend, remember who you are and who you belong to.